Most women don't lose their spark because of something that they've done wrong. They lose their spark because their self-concept has slowly shifted quietly into someone that seeks validation from everyone around them, into someone who's not rooted within their own confidence and femininity, and who is constantly begging for the bare minimum and begging for what she truly deserves. I'm here to remind you who you actually are as a woman and why you deserve everything that you desire. Today, we're going to discuss why feminine women stop attracting healthy love, why they shift into a self-concept that attracts toxic and emotionally unavailable men, and how to shift these mindsets so you are showing up as your most aligned self and you can receive that devotion that you crave. One of the mindsets that's literally killing your relationships is feeling like you need a man to come and save you, that you need a man to make you happy. Being a woman and being rooted in your healthy femininity means that you are happy within yourself. You can provide for yourself anything that you need, and you're still able to allow space for a man to come in and provide for you and add into your life. If you are dependent on a man's validation or a man to provide for you or a man to give you happiness, you're always going to be sabotaging the relationship because you're going to be monitoring every little thing that they do, and nothing that they do is ever going to be enough because no man can give you what only you can give yourself. So shifting this mindset means that instead of hoping that a man acts right or that people show up in the way that you want them to show up, you trust that they're doing the best that they can do, and of course they're going to be respectful, and of course they're going to do their best because you know who you are and you're not dependent on them being there or not being there. You understand that nothing that belongs to you can be taken from you. You trust that your partner is doing the best that they can do to make you happy. You're able to relax with that because you're not constantly questioning every single thing that they do and internalizing it and trying to measure your self-worth based on how they behave. Instead of monitoring all of the little small details and little small behaviors that he's doing, you're able to relax and ask for what you want when it's necessary, but you're still able to allow him to handle things the way he wants to handle things. You're not trying to micromanage your relationship because you understand the bigger picture. You understand that what you're receiving is deeper than day-to-day actions. It's deeper than controlling someone else and making them act exactly how you want them to act. There's a beauty behind being surprised by your partner. And if you're constantly trying to change their behavior to force them to act the way you want them to act, you become very tense in life. And this becomes very repulsive to other people to the point where you're not even gonna feel like you're being feminine. You're not even gonna feel like your true self. You're gonna lose that spark because you're too tied down to the details. As a woman, you're here for a bigger reason. You're here for the bigger picture. If you require certain things from your partner, that's okay to express it. You're still able to ask for what you want and set boundaries and create structure in your relationship where you value it, but you're still able to relax and not focus on all the little details of every single thing. So instead of overworking yourself and micromanaging everything and trying to force the romance, you're allowing your partner to take that initiative, knowing that you've communicated what you require, and now it's up to them to take action on that. And you have to trust that the other person is going to take action on that. If this is resonating with you so far, leave a star emoji in the comments so I know who's paying attention. Deeper than a mindset is your self-concept. Your self-concept is essentially your identity. When you start to see everything rooted in identity, your whole perspective for the world is going to change. You're going to start to notice how people will act differently with different people. You'll start to notice how certain areas of your life repeat certain cycles without any effort from you. It's almost like you're stuck in a constant loop of the same pattern repeating over and over again, especially in your relationships. When you affirm an identity of someone who always receives the best in her relationships, that's what you're going to witness. But when you affirm an identity of someone who is constantly attracting toxic, manipulative, emotionally unavailable men, that's exactly what you're going to witness. It really is that simple. The first thing I teach my clients when they come to me and they're struggling with their relationships is to start changing your language. Start changing your self-concept by changing what you're affirming. You're not affirming things that you don't want. This doesn't mean that you're going to be in denial and just be completely delusional all the time. I want you to remove that feeling of like having to always be 100% honest with yourself. Being honest with yourself is not always beneficial, because if you're constantly pointing out everything that's negative, you're just going to continue to manifest that. So by lying to yourself, as some people may want to call it, and affirming what you actually do want to experience, you're going to start to notice more of that, and you're going to break out of those negative patterns. That is the first thing you have to be having discipline over. Everything that you change in your reality starts with your mind. It starts with what your identity is. And your identity can be easily influenced by the things that you are constantly affirming. So if you find yourself complaining about something in your relationships, stop yourself in that moment and state it as you would want it to be in the present moment. So instead of saying, "Oh my gosh, why are all men liars? Why are all men cheaters? Why don't men give me the commitment that I want? Why is it so hard to find someone in this modern dating age?" Instead of affirming that, affirm what you actually want to experience. Say things like, "It's easy for me to meet the right people. Because I love myself, I only attract people who also are going to love themselves and show me respect." If that feels too uncomfortable, then be a little bit more general with your affirmations. Just start affirming things like, "Everything is working out in my favor. Even if I can't see it right now, I'm going to be presented opportunities that are beneficial to me. All of my negative experiences in my relationships have taught me everything I need to know to maintain an actual healthy relationship. I am truly ready for real, authentic love." Affirm whatever it is that makes you feel better about your situation instead of focusing on pointing out all the negative things that have happened to you and that you think are going to keep happening to you. I have a whole deck of positive affirmations that will help you establish a well-rounded self-concept of health, wealth, happiness, love, and romance. You can purchase them on Amazon by going to shopaffirmations.com, which is also linked in the description. If you want to take a quantum leap in your confidence, tackle your people-pleasing behaviors. Healthy feminine energy represents the unlimited abundance that's rooted in creation, that's rooted in the matrix, that's rooted in all of the energy around us. You are infinite supply. So by falling into people-pleasing behaviors, you are actually affirming to yourself subconsciously that there isn't enough to go around. that if you don't hold on tightly to your relationships, you're not gonna be able to get them. People pleasing is essentially where you are compromising your own values and you are going above and beyond to please others and give others what they want at the expense of yourself. It doesn't mean that you're not able to do kind things for others. Just because you are a feminine woman and you're confident doesn't mean you're gonna be cold-hearted and always tell people no and push people away and never please anybody. Most of the time, when you are more confident and you have healthier boundaries, you actually have more energy to give to others, not less. But people-pleasing behavior is rooted in scarcity. It's rooted in fear. You fear losing opportunities. You fear losing love. You fear losing attention. You fear people not liking you, or people saying that you're asking for too much, or people saying that you're difficult or too high maintenance. Fear of losing opportunities or connections leads people to act out of character. It leads them to deal with negative situations, abusive situations. It leads them to settle for less, lower their standards, compromise on their morals and values. The moment that you start shifting who you are and what you do simply for the purpose of holding on and keeping someone else in your life, that's the moment you sold your soul for validation, and that's the moment you enter into living hell on earth. The easiest way to overcome this is to understand nothing that belongs to you can be taken from you. Anyone that is meant to be in your life is not going to leave you because you told them no, or because you set a boundary, or because you have a preference, or because you don't agree with them on something. A healthy relationship has a certain level of love and understanding and respect, to the point where unless a huge disagreement happens where you and them are simply just not compatible, it's not gonna push them away. In fact, having boundaries and advocating for yourself will actually reveal who's only there to get validation from you and to drain your energy and build themselves up. So when you're feeling uncomfortable, but you stay quiet, or you avoid telling somebody no because you want to keep the peace, or you feel like you have to over-explain yourself to the point where you feel emotionally drained, that is your sign to detach yourself from these situations and go within to figure out what's actually important to you and understand that you can't do that. You have to put yourself first, because if you're constantly compromising yourself for others, it's going to ruin your relationships, and people who are healthy and confident within themselves are repelled by that behavior. They do not like being around people pleasers or people that don't speak up for themselves, because it's a very compromising position to be in. You don't know how to behave around someone. You have to like constantly think about what they're thinking about and try to see if something bothers them because they're not willing to speak up and say their opinions. So you have to like hyper analyze everything that they're doing, and it becomes exhausting. So healthy people are not attracted to this. They're not going to be receptive to this kind of behavior. The people who are receptive to this are the people who want to manipulate you, the people who want to get your energy and not have to give anything in return, not have to put in effort into having a mutually beneficial relationship. Being magnetic as a woman and having healthy feminine energy, it looks like someone that is calm, grounded, secure, trusts themselves, trusts others, is able to express themselves without getting overly emotional, is open to relationships and interactions, but doesn't chase after people who repeatedly show her that they don't respect her. If you're coping with fear and acting from a disempowered place, it's going to look like people pleasing. It's going to look like over-explaining, oversharing, having little to no boundaries. It's going to look like overgiving and then pulling away when you don't feel like you're getting that in return, and you're pulling away to try to control others. When you're coping with this fear, nothing you do is going to feel good. No validation that anyone gives you will ever truly feel like enough. But when you're focused on yourself and you're open and receptive to others without attachment, your relationships flourish. Anything that anyone does for you feels amazing because you don't expect anything. You receive everything and everything feels like a bonus. It feels like extra energy that you didn't really need, but you're happy to receive anyways. If you want to learn more about the qualities that healthy masculine men are attracted to, watch this video next. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.